Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to me speak today. We're going to do an interview, and I really hope that once we've got some questions, that my questions out of the way, maybe we can ask you guys some questions. Right. So, can you introduce yourself, first of all?
Sure. So, my name is Sok Thie Phai. I am from Long Beach, California, and I'm so excited to meet everyone here. This is our third day, but we have a long day to rock. Hope you guys keep rocking 175. Nice to meet you all.
Right, so what I want to know first of all is what role do you play within the YMCA?
So I work as the Community Operations Director at the Community Development YMCA of Greater Long Beach, California, and I am also the one of the World YMCA United Nations Advocacy Ambassadors.
Fantastic, that sounds like a really interesting job. Okay, so I think we're going to go back to the beginning. How did you first become involved within the YMCA?
My journey with the Y began in 2008. So in 2008, I started my YMCA career as the first YMCA staff at the YMCA in Cambodia. So 11 years ago, the YMCA in Cambodia was founded. It was actually founded in 1999. It's a very young YMCA where young people were leading after it was founded. So in 2008, there were no actions. There were no programs because it was just founded. It was completely new. If you compare Cambodia YMCA to other YMCA, Cambodia YMCA is absolutely young. But in 2008, when I started, Cambodia went through a 3 years, 8 months, and 20-day genocide that killed 1.7 million people. My mom lost 6 siblings. Many of them were killed in front of her, and she lost her parents because of the genocide that happened in 1975 to 1979. That's why in Cambodia, there are 100,000 of young people who were forced into labor, and many of them did not attend school. Thousands of young people were exploited emotionally, physically, and even sexually. So seeing 100,000 of young people going through the adversity, poverty, and systematic oppressions, it was my solemn obligations and social responsibility to ensure that I can join with any organization that serves young people. So in 2008, when I found out that the YMCA in Cambodia was founded, and I found out the mission statement of the YMCA working with young people, I thought the YMCA would be a perfectly fit to the community that we are working with. So I applied for a job as the founding staff, the founding program director in 2008. And then I founded a program called Street Children Program, working with homeless kids in Cambodia. So in Cambodia, there were 250,000 children who were forced into labor, and many of them became the victim of human trafficking. So in 2008, running the program, the first staff and the first program at the YMCA in Cambodia, we got funding from the Department for International Development of British government with the support from YCare International. There is a YCare International booth right there. They know me because they have been funding the YMCA of Cambodia from 2008 to 2013. So I started as the founding staff for the YMCA of Cambodia. That's where I began my YMCA career, working with homeless kids. When we talk about homeless kids and the kids who live on the street, we are talking about the kids who live on the street day and night without shoes, without clothes, begging for money, doing scavenger, facing exploitation, child trafficking. And those are the kids that we work day and night at the YMCA since 2008 to 2013.
Wow, that is really, really inspirational stuff, and that's really exciting that Cambodian kids are being able to get help from the YMCA motion. So, from when you were working with YMCA Cambodia, was there is there one memory or one story that you know really saw a change in a child or yourself?
This work from 2008 to 2013 touched me deeply of how important it is that we ensure social equity. We need to, it touched me deeply how important it is to look at the root cause of issues, to look at the systematic oppressions and extreme poverty that young people around the world, including Cambodia, went through and are going through. And then I went to work in Africa for 6 months. So I went to work in Zambia for 6 months, working with homeless kids and victims of human trafficking in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa. Those kids were going through the same things, and it 10 times more extreme poverty than Cambodia. So it touched me that there are so many countries in the world facing extreme poverty and systematic oppressions. And I learned that this kind of work is very important, that we ensure social equity, embrace the diversity, investing in the young people. I talked to so many young people who have big dreams about their future. They have positive outlooks. They have answers when I ask them what they want to be. They want to be pilot, they want to be medical doctor, but they do not have the access to the education system. They don't have access to the services they need to achieve their dream, to make their dream come true. I met a child who was a victim of child trafficking. I talked to his mom, who went through the tough time when the child was stolen. And he was sold from one place to another until we rescued them and bring them back home. And I talked to them. It's tough to talk to them about their story that they went through. They don't want to talk about it because their parents went through genocide. And that is a generational trauma that their parents go through. And the children have to go through child trafficking. But they have the courage and resilience to talk about the story because they want to make sure that it does not happen to others. She told me, even though she went through a tough time as a child, a victim of child trafficking, she does not want to give up hope. She told me that hope kept her life, because she thought of taking her life while she was in the place where they sold her from place to place. So it touched me that hope, the audacity of hope that we can tell when you look into their eyes, even though they went through tough time. It taught me that hope, the audacity of hope, is something that brings us together, is something that brings us here, is something that keeps me work every single day, touching the life of others. So there are so many stories, there are so many inspiring stories, experiences in this room, at this conference. But we just don't have a safe space to share. People, I believe that every single one of us in this room has a story and unique experience. We just don't have a safe space to share our experience and story without getting judged. So this space is a very safe space. And I want to thank you for having me to talk about my story working with the street kids in Cambodia. And this experience touched me deeply on how important it is to invest in young people, to ensure that we ensure the social equity and give them the support and stand with them, walk with them hand in hand to fight for it. Because opportunity is something that we have to fight for it. Opportunity for young people is something that we don't wait for it. It is just something that we have to fight for it. We have to earn it, and we have to give back to young people who deserve it.
Yeah, that is a fantastic point. Right, I got one more question for you. So you speak about children's dreams, and for you, what's the story of you being able to go from Wyoming to Cambodia and going over to California? That is surely an inspirational story in itself. Can you tell me just a little bit more about how that journey happened?
It's quite a tough journey to be here, to be who I am today. In 2008, as I said, I started my YMCA career as the founding staff at the YMCA of Cambodia at the age of 19. We just finished watching the performance here. It triggers my emotions of how the YMCA was founded to care for the young people here in London who faced extreme poverty, persecutions, oppressions. And there was a calling as a solemn obligation and social responsibility to George William to work with those young people to mobilize resources in order to give back to the community, knocking from door to door, from East London to South London, from place to place. I did not know the history when I started, but as a human being, it stays in you. When you see extreme poverty, systematic oppression in your community, it was a natural calling and solemn obligation at the age of 19 to start the work. But my journey, when I began over there in 2008, I did not expect to be here today. In 2013, seeking to escape extreme poverty and systematic oppressions and persecution, as I was working as the community organizer in Cambodia, demanding for free access for healthcare and services for victims of child trafficking, women. Because in Cambodia, there is no healthcare system. If pregnant women who need to get the labor, sometimes they have to end up giving birth on the street. So those experiences brought me to the United States in California. In 2013, I applied for the Green Card Lottery because the United States State Department has a program to give opportunity to people from around the world to become a lawful permanent resident in the United States. But without the YMCA, I could not come to the United States. There was one person, and he was in the room yesterday, standing right there when I was speaking with the UN Youth Envoy. There was one person who has worked for the YMCA for 35 years, who gave the opportunity to thousands of young people. And he is still doing it. He brought 5 young people to come to this conference. He gave the same opportunity that he gave me, because in 2013, he went back and forth to Cambodia and he met me and he funded the program that I worked with at Cambodia, in Cambodia. So he knew me since 2011. So when I got selected by the diversity lottery program through the State Department in the United States, I called him. Bob, I got selected to come to the United States. And I don't know anyone, and there was a extreme poverty and persecution. Working as the community organizer, demanding for advocating and organizing the community to address the issue and fight for issues, it's very dangerous. As the community organizer, I received that threat, and it's scary. And I applied for the Green Card Lottery to come to the United States, but I don't know anyone. So I called Bob Cabeza and I emailed him, say, "Hey, Bob, I need to come to the United States. It's not safe. My wife was pregnant and
we want to hear your story. We really, really want to hear your story. It's so inspirational to all of us. We want you to share this. This is the epic story place, and we want to hear your story.
So I got a one-year-old boy. And my wife was eight months pregnant, and it's not safe. As working as a community organizer, it's not safe. You get receive that threat because you politician does not like community organizer, because you talk about the issues and you mobilize people to address the issue and fight for justice. But it's not safe for me. It's not safe for the family.
But the YMCA of America were able to help you.
The YMCA in Long Beach, Mr. Bob Cabeza, who is the vice president of the YMCA in Long Beach, who adopted me and my family to come to the United States. Because he knows how tough it is over there, because he went back to Cambodia to have the street children program that I worked with for 5 times, so he knows it's tough. So he said, okay, bring your family over. I adopted you and your family. So I live with Bob. When I first came to Long Beach. So Bob Cabeza, the vice president of Long Beach YMCA, gave me a chance to get a better life. He adopted me and my family to live in Long Beach. And he gave me a shot to continue the YMCA career as the program director working with immigrant youth and newcomer immigrants from around the world. So when I came to the United States 2 months right after I came, my wife gave birth. When we first came to the United States, we just have a suitcase. We did not have any money. My church raised money to buy flight ticket. But without the YMCA and the people at the Y, I could not continue the work with the Y. Because all of a sudden, I went from helping community to needing help myself. So when I came, Bob Cabeza, his wife and his son and his wife helped my wife after she gave birth and adopted us and gave us a space to live in with his family. And then he hired me to continue the work with the YMCA in Long Beach. And then I became the program director, leading the new American Welcome Center, working with migrants, because I was an immigrant and migrant myself. So I can empathize what people went through. People can sympathize, but sometimes it's hard to empathize if they do not go through, if they do not put themselves in somebody's shoes. But the Y is a place where we feel welcome, where we feel empathized, where we feel support and respect, no matter where we come from. And young people from around the world should be given a shot to find a better life. As George Williams gave a shot to others, he gave a shot to himself. He did not give up when people refused his request to support young people. I did not know about the history, but I was working in 2008, the same as George Williams was doing. And it's tough, and it takes courage, resiliency to do the work. And when I came to the United States, and now here I am, I become the World YMCA United Nations Goodwill Ambassador. I become the program director at the YMCA in Long Beach. I travel over the world, speaking from conference to conference, from West Coast to East Coast, from England to Cambodia, from Zambia to Mexico, from Mexico to Thailand. So I'm here now, even though we went through the adversity, and I want to embrace my diversity among the diversity of others. And I want to make sure that young people get a shot in their life, no matter where they come from, who, what they sound like, who they look like, or who they love, what church they go, mosque or temples. Diversity is a strength. Diversity is the greatest strength that we should embrace. We need to be here because there were people who were once here for us. So this is my career from 2008 to 2013, from 2013 to right now. And I'm blessed to be here. It is an honor and a humble privilege to be here sharing the story. The story untold to be told. We are unlearned to learn so that we can learn. We should be able to empathize rather than sympathize. People have story to tell. We need to create a space like this for them to tell story, because everyone has a story. They just don't have a safe space like this to share the story. And their story, it doesn't matter how much we know. If we don't share story to inspire, people would not do the work that they want to do. People would do more if they get inspired. People would not do more if they only know more. People would not do more when they are inspired to do more.
Yes, that's very true. Yes, thank you. So this has been a great experience for me, and I'm sure it's been a great experience for everyone else. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts that you've been able to share the story with us today. Thank you.